Norwich City supporters have once again shown their amazing love for the club by digging deep to fund the revamp of the club's training facilities. The Canaries confirmed that it had closed a fundraising bond scheme after hitting the £5 million threshold to improve the facilities at its Coney training ground. Some 735 investors have said they were willing to participate in the five-year programme. Robin Sainty, chairman of the Canaries Trust, said it was tremendous that the goal had already been reached. Norwich City Managing Director Steve Stone admits that the club's £5 million Canaries bond could be the way forward to fund large-scale projects like Safe Standing. Stone believes that the innovative model is a viable option for other potential infrastructure projects, with the club open to exploring the possibility of Safe Standing at Carrow Road, subject to a change in legislation. I would stress this type of investment opportunity is best suited for capital rather than day-to-day operational matters, he said. Stone is adamant that the scale of the take-up for the Canaries bond is a ringing endorsement of the club's vision for the academy. We have always said that this is not a donation, it's about being part of something, he said. For me, it's an endorsement of what we are trying to do. We have been very open about what we want to do, and that is to benefit the club and the first team in the long term. I take this as a sign that people recognise that and want to be involved.
A woman was found dead in a Norwich hostel, and the following day emergency services were called back to Hind House on Bethel Street to take another woman who was unconscious to hospital. Police were first called to the hostel, which is for women who have been homeless or have mental health or drug issues. The hostel belongs to Housing Association Orwell, and its chief executive, Stephen Javes, said there were no suspicious circumstances to the death and the case has now been passed to the coroner.
Norwich City star Tim Close has opened a new £23,000 play area at a primary school in Thorpe St Andrew. The Swiss centre-back visited St William's Primary School off Williams Loke to meet staff and pupils. The new play equipment was purchased using money raised by the St William's Association, which is run by parents.
Want to burn off calories, relieve stress, and have a good chuckle at the same time? If so, a new type of yoga taking Norwich by storm could be just for you. Laughter Yoga recently launched in the city, and lots of people turned up to try the playful, childlike activities and breathing techniques intended to make people laugh like never before. Launched by Mr. Dodd, also known as Kevin de Odermont, the idea was originally developed by Indian physician Madan Kataria in 1995. You won't find any of the traditional stretches or poses in this class. Downward facing dog and tree are replaced with actions such as sharing a phone call and mixing a drink. Mr. Dodd said, "Laughter yoga is very exciting for Norwich. It's a unique concept where you do not need jokes to laugh. Not only do you burn calories with this class, but it's also good for stress relief and will make you more confident and focused." Laughter yoga takes place at City Academy Norwich on Monday evenings from 7 p.m. and costs £6.
The former Regal Cinema on Dereham Road in Norwich has reopened as a bowling alley. Bowling House offers five lanes as well as a range of food, beer, wine and cocktails. The business is working hard to set itself apart from other bowling alleys in the city. Marketing manager Sam Leonard said, "Our motto is eat, drink, bowl, and we like to think we're a bit different from other bowling alleys in Norwich. More modern, more contemporary, more Norwich really." Bowling House is an adult-orientated venue. This is a place where you can come to enjoy some great food and a drink or two, then have a relaxed game of bowling. We've got a wonderful chef and lots of great sharing dishes on the menu. He added, "It's amazing how quickly things have come together. It's all looking really nice and we can't wait to get going and welcome all our customers."
On April 1st, 2008, it was made mandatory for all councils in England to provide free bus transport for older and disabled people between 9:30 a.m. and 11 p.m., Monday to Friday and all weekend. The most recent Department for Transport figures indicate 189,168 people in Norfolk benefit from the passes, and elderly support groups said their benefits stretched much further than just free travel. Now, as a decade of concessionary bus pass travel arrives, those who work closest with the country's ageing population said the passes were more vital than ever. Susan Ringwood, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, described the passes as essential to the lifestyle of the region's elderly people, and particularly those living with dementia. Eamon McGrath, Community Development Officer for Age UK Norfolk, said it would be a sad day if the scheme was ever to be scrapped. He said, "The passes afford people so much freedom, the freedom to move around and socialise. You often find the same groups of people take the same buses together, which in itself forms individual communities."
And now Margaret Thompson is here to bring you What's On.